Last week, the New Hampshire Democratic Party argued unsuccessfully that O'Connor, a Bedford businessman, failed to collect the 1,500 signatures needed to be on the ballot. On Wednesday, the party argued O'Connor didn't use the proper nomination papers. Apparently, the set he used was missing a page. Deputy Secretary of State Dave Scanlon told the commission that page is inconsequential and went further to say this.
On its face, I mean, I think this is a frivolous argument. I think it's unfortunate that they question our ability to give a correct answer. I know that the Democratic Party has a political objective here, and that's to have a certain candidate not appear on the ballot.
Scanlon is referring to a contested race between Democrat Carol Shea Porter, who will be running again against incumbent Frank Ginta for this same congressional seat. But although this has sparked a lengthy feud between O'Connor and the state Democratic Party, a party he was once a member of, O'Connor says right now he's just focused on the issues.
My interest is in getting my message out to the voters, and that is that, you know, you can do better than Frank Ginta and Carol Shea Porter.
Shea Porter and Ginta, a familiar foe. This election is the fourth time the pair have faced off for the first congressional seat. With O'Connor now on the ballot, it all but guarantees a new dynamic in this year's race. For NHPR News, I'm Paige Sutherland.